Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
Hello, geeks, and welcome to Social Geek Radio. I'm Jack Munson, your host and marketing consigliere. Today's guest is Jason Markowitz, and today's episode is brought to you by Consumer Fusion, Thrive, and True Presence. True Presence has an integrated digital marketing platform for franchises and multi-location businesses with a marketing tech stack that powers your website, email marketing, e-commerce, social media, and directories management. True Presence has developed a new technology that can better track franchise websites, including franchise microsites. They track and report on 75 SEO attributes that indicate health. They compare franchise locations to each other and to local competitors and report back to you what needs improvement in order to perform better. Learn more at truepresence.com. Fitness Premier 24/7 Club CEO Jason Markowitz joins us today, his first guest appearance on Social Geek Radio. Jason, how are you?
Doing great, Jack. How are you?
I am doing well. I'm very interested in learning about your brand based right here in Illinois and growing throughout the Midwest. Tell me a little bit about the brand.
Yeah, you bet. You know, we've been in business now almost 20 years, and we've steadily just grown a model that we're proud of today that, you know, really fosters a community within a community. You know, a lot of our clubs are in tertiary markets, where we provide, you know, full service fitness offerings, everything you'd see in a traditional club, as well as a lot of beneficial service-based products such as, you know, personal training, nutrition services. We have a really neat small group training program called FitWave that we use, a lot of recovery tools with Theragun and Hydromassage. So we try to do all the things other maybe larger box facilities can do in a smaller footprint and really make it community driven.
I like that idea of maybe providing some more services, especially when you're in some suburbs and some smaller towns and places like that, where it might be the only fitness concept in town, or at least within, you know, a pretty big radius.
Sure. Yeah, it definitely helps. You know, and we found that typically once you enter a market, if you're doing a great job, you know, you can really build a loyal membership base and be positioned there for a long time.
Tell me your backstory. How did you get into franchising?
You know what? So I grew up active in sports, played all the traditional sports growing up, football, basketball, baseball. Was fortunate to play some college and football locally here at San Xavier University. And a college football teammate of mine had a family member that was opening up a fitness facility in the Chicago market. This is back in the late 90s. And really just landed a job there out of school, got a degree in business, but had really no clear plan post college, and just fell in love with the industry, the people, the team building side of it is something that I really enjoy. And I think there's a lot of skills you get from playing sports growing up that can transcend in how you think about business and team building and how to work with people. So fortunate to kind of land a job, worked there for a couple of years, and got a unique opportunity to get some sweat equity going back about 20 years in a location that we opened up that we still operate today in Bourbonnais, Illinois.
There is such a connection between sports, especially team sports earlier in life, and franchising. We see it almost every week on this show where there was just some connection. There was maybe some coach that made a difference 25 years ago, or there was, you know, some teamwork that you have brought with you all of these years, and now you're coaching other people on your team or franchisees or customers or something like that. We see it all the time.
You bet. Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
So let's talk about where we're at with the fitness industry. It was looking pretty dark there, man, for a year or two back. And it's just amazing to me going to all of the International Franchise Association events and other franchise expos and things, that it really feels like fitness has come back harder and bigger and better than any other sector in franchising?
Yeah, you know what? There's no doubt about it. I mean, 2020 and 2021 were rough years for the industry as a whole. Coming out of it, we're seeing a lot of opportunities, you know, as owner-operators, and also as, you know, as members, as people that take advantage of services that health clubs offer. So we're seeing a lot of pent-up demand. Our check-in traffic and people coming to visit and join the club, you know, compared to our 2019, we a lot of times we'll compare it to pre-pandemic numbers, mm-hmm. are pretty much steady. And in a lot of categories, they're growing. So I think we're finding that, you know, people want to be around other people. They want to, the social component that fitness clubs can offer is a big driver, I think, for human beings in general. You know, the accountability, the teamwork that comes with it, especially if they're involved in things like classes and group activities there, can really drive someone to make it part of their daily routine. You know, one thing we're seeing the demographic shift a little bit as far as who's coming to clubs. We're finding that it's shifting to be a little bit younger. You know, it used to be 30 to 50 was kind of the average age that we would see in our clubs coming in on a monthly basis. It's shifting a little bit younger. It's shifting closer to 18 to 34 right now, which is interesting and fun to see, you know. So yeah, a little bit younger crowd, which is good. And there's been some folks that I've been talking to in the industry that are also, you know, measuring that data and then factoring that into how they lay their clubs out, to the type of equipment they bring in. And some of those things are being talked about in industry to kind of, you know, make sure those needs are accommodated.
Let's talk about the people who are getting into franchising and business ownership, especially in the fitness space. What types of things are they looking for in running a business here in mid 2022?
Yeah, I think they're looking for something, you know, something that has a proven track record to it, right? A business model that's been around for a little bit, that's proven to work. I think a lot of folks are looking for something that they can scale. You know, we've talked to a lot of folks that are interested in doing maybe multiple locations that like the idea of, you know, scaling their efforts and not necessarily just buying a job. So, and something that's, you know, easy to teach and easy to learn, you know, I think that's also something that's very important, and making sure you have good systems and structures around you, within a franchise system is important. So, you know, the type of training and support the franchisor offers, I think, are really important things to look for when thinking about getting into the fitness space, you know, because it is a competitive business. It's definitely not for everybody. There's a lot of folks that get in and offer different offerings and ways to do it. So I think making sure you're with a brand that, you know, has, you know, all those details kind of around it are very important.
Back in a moment after this word from Consumer Fusion. Consumer Fusion helps franchises attract customers online with their AI-powered reputation platform. With more than 70,000 illegitimate negative reviews removed, Consumer Fusion allows franchise brands to maximize their digital footprint with reputation management, local SEO, and social media, including automated owners' responses and integrated review generation tools. Get started with a one-month free pilot and learn why brands trust Consumer Fusion with their online reputation. Visit consumerfusion.com/pilot. Consumer Fusion, keeping reviews honest. You mentioned that the customers are getting younger and you're seeing a shift to maybe more 18 to 34-year-olds. Are you seeing that same shift in the potential candidates for business ownership?
You know, we are. Yeah. Yeah. I would say probably 80% of our franchisees, you know, about 90% are multi-unit owners, and probably 80% of them are in that age bracket.
Wow. Right? Wow.
So they come in and they, you know, they're typically, you know, energetic, excited about fitness, have a real passion for it. And I think there is some synergy there. There's no doubt about it.
Is there anything you're really looking for when it comes to candidates these days that maybe it was different than it was 5 years ago, as far as, you know, them having a real passion for the industry versus just wanting to be a business owner, or maybe vice versa? Anything that really stands out to you when you talk to a potential owner?
you know, the biggest thing we look for is somebody that has, you know, obviously a real passion for people and also some good leadership experience managing building teams. I think that's an important equation when it comes to, you know, hiring and training a team and also attracting people in the community to come be a part of it, because it really is intended to be kind of this magnetic thing that is all driven on great leadership. Mm-hmm. So somebody with leadership experience, and then, you know, obviously coming out of COVID and learning what a pandemic can do to you, you know, really makes you, you know, make sure you have franchise partners that have some business acumen and also, you know, have the financial capability to weather a storm that the pandemic brought us all. You know, for us, it was obviously a very stressful time. We were forced to close in our states, and you know, somebody that has the financial capacity to, whether it's a, you know, a down market or a little bit of a recession or a pandemic, making sure we have partners that can you know, that can last those type of tests is also important now.
Yeah, and I think the idea of knowing that there will be another crisis someday of some sort, maybe not a pandemic, but there will be some other, you know, whether it's economic or health issue or government issue or something, like there will always be some issue, and knowing that you can shift or change the business a little bit and you're still going to be around and you're still going to get through the storm, as you say, I think that's a really important thing these days.
You bet. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And hopefully that isn't for many, many years, Jack. Hopefully that's a long
Yeah. Knock on wood, right. You mentioned leadership, so I have to go down this road. This is like our favorite topic this year on the podcast is talking to leaders about other leaders. What do you think makes a really remarkable leader, whether it's someone on your own team that's leading other people, or a franchisee who will be leading their own team out there in the field? Is there anything that you really look for that makes someone a really terrific leader?
Oh, what a great question. There's so many ways to talk about that. You know, I think the way, you know, we think about it when we think about, you know, finding leaders, attracting leaders, developing leaders in our company, you know, it's, you know, finding great people that have all the fundamental things that, you know, I think we all look for in leadership, you know, honesty, integrity, trustworthy, you know, being empathetic at times, being somebody who can give good feedback, who can mentor, who invests time in others. You know, those are some of the traits that I think are fundamental to leading, you know, to leading people, whether that's a staff member or family at home. Mm-hmm. For us, those are the fundamentals. And I think the big thing kind of overall that is somebody that's always looking to grow and always looking to improve themselves. I think is a fundamental thing that's, you know, part of our culture in our business of, hey, we're all leaders. We're all working to get better every single day. And then we're going to marry that with working as a team to accomplish common objectives. So, yeah, I think the fundamental integrity traits that are important to me and definitely to our company, compounded with that overall growth oriented mindset, I think for us is what we look for when we talk about leadership.
I love that idea of always wanting to improve themselves as well. I think at earlier times of my life, I always thought leaders were just people who had it made and they're already there and, you know, they're already doing their best and there's no need to improve. But, you know, the further and further I get along in life, I see that leaders are actually the people who are educating themselves more and improving themselves more, whether it's physically or mentally or anything else. And I think that's something that we really see with people, especially in franchising, who continue to go back for more education and more training and absorbing more information. A lot of times they're the people who are probably more successful than everybody else.
Yeah, no, very well said. Very well said. There's no doubt about it. I think, you know, my focus has always been to never let, you know, my personal limitations on, you know, my skill set or leadership skills be a limit for the company. So I'm really obsessed with that topic.
Excellent. Jason, if anybody has more questions for you or they'd like to learn a little bit more about Fitness Premier 24/7 Clubs, where can we send them?
You know what? Yeah, we have a website that's our main page. It's www.fitnesspremierclubs.com. So you can definitely find us there, and there's plenty of information on that site to get someone oriented. And you can also find me on LinkedIn. LinkedIn.com/Jason-Markowitz, M-A-R-K-O-W-I-C-Z. So yeah, I love to connect there. I'm always around to answer questions or help anybody maybe looking or thinking about getting into the business.
Excellent. Jason, thanks so much for your time today. And we look forward to seeing you sometime down the road.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Before we go, a quick word from Thrive. Thrive is an end-to-end client experience software for growing franchise brands. With their turnkey solution, franchisors can be confident every location is running and growing on the same franchise marketing software. Easily view your best and worst performing locations, filtered by metrics such as geography, average order value, number of appointments, and more. Keep tabs on your entire business and individual locations, all from one place. Check it out today at thrive.com/features/franchises. And thanks for listening to Social Geek. Your comeback of a lifetime starts now. This is the Social Geek Radio Network.